I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As we examine a crisis unfolding in Bangladesh, we're inviting you to do something about it. How God is working and how you can be praying is coming up. There's another way you can be involved in meeting needs through hurricane relief. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. About 1 million Rohingyas have fled to Bangladesh in a refugee crisis that the UN is calling the worst it's ever seen. Why is that? Because there's no hope for these refugees to return home. FMI's Bruce Allen.
Their homes have been destroyed back in Myanmar. Their crops, their livestock have been eradicated, burned. So there's no home for them to go back to. So now you have these stateless people who feel very stuck. And Bangladesh is one of the world's poorer countries, so they can't do this on their own.
But FMI partners are trying to help.
FMI does have church planters serving in that area and others who have come from different parts of Bangladesh to come down and minister to the refugees. They're going into the refugee camps and interviewing them, finding out what is their status. Tell us your stories and what are your immediate needs, but also often people think of immediate needs just being physical, but now here's opportunity to talk about spiritual needs, which are ultimate and eternal.
So please pray for wisdom and provision for FMI partners, navigating how to best serve the Rohingya people, also for their spiritual, emotional, and physical health as they try to reorient their lives. Get details on how to help at missionnews.org. 9 out of every 10 kids who hear and understand the gospel choose to follow Christ. In the next few decades, half the population of Africa will be under the age of 14. Dave Myers says it's that combination of numbers that's driving Zimzam Global to train leaders to reach kids in areas where extremist groups are prevalent.
It's really a race who's going to get to the kids first. Is it going to be that radicalized ideology, or is it going to be the truth of the one true God and him capturing the hearts of these kids?
It's a big task to take on alone, so Zimzam Global joined the Alliance for the Unreached.
This opportunity is so significant, so important, that we need to align together to really see the Great Commission fulfilled and see, you know, these people groups have the opportunity to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ.
Myers thinks it's important for believers to unite as a global church.
So I think we have a responsibility as believers, as followers of Christ, with Jesus himself living inside us through the Holy Spirit, that he's the lover of children. And so we need to align up with already what God has modeled for us, what Jesus has modeled for us, and be a part of what he sees as significant and important.
To find out more, visit missionnews.org. And when Hurricane Harvey hit earlier this year, countless organizations moved in to provide aid to hurting communities. Keys for Kids wanted to join the effort, so they teamed up with International Aid to bring resources to recovering families.
They were providing some resources to them, including hygiene kits, etc. Well, some of the things that they received at that distribution point were the Keys for Kids storybooks.
Even though many organizations are concentrating on physical needs, Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids wants to be sure kids and families still can find spiritual truth when they need it most. That's why Keys for Kids is prepared to react to any need that might arise.
We don't know what God's going to do with the rest of the 18,000 pieces of literature that we sent down, storybooks and devotionals, both in English and Spanish. We hope that God will really use that in the lives of many individuals who came in contact with them and maybe are not reading them even today.
Whether they're preparing to help families recover from tragedy or working with kids searching for Christ, Keys for Kids still needs prayer.
We can have all the plans we want, but unless they're God's plans, they're just going to kind of shrivel up and die. So that's the most important thing. Second thing is that we have the funding and the resources that we need. I mean, you think about it, $100 actually provides 100 devotionals.
And to join the relief effort, follow the link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.